Listening Library presents What Was the Harlem Renaissance? By Shri L. Smith. Read for you by Tashi Thomas. To the artists working for a better world, past, present, and future. Sherry L. Smith. For Kenan and Lydia. Tim Foley. What was the Harlem Renaissance? It was summertime in Toluca, Mexico, in 1920. An American teenager named Langston Hughes and his father were leading two horses across the lonesome countryside. Langston's father was an engineer. He wanted his son to become one, too. Engineers made good money. Langston had seen what it was like to be both rich and poor. He had lived with his mother's family in the Midwestern United States and on his father's ranch in Mexico. His father had money. His mother did not. Black people were segregated from white people in the United States. Segregated means kept separate. African Americans did not have the same opportunities as white Americans. That was the one reason Langston's father lived in Mexico. He thought Langston would have a better life as an engineer outside the United States. But Langston had other ideas. Langston loved to write. He desperately wanted to go to New York City's uptown neighborhood of Harlem. The bustling African-American community was like a city within a city. Black writers and artists were beginning to make a name for themselves there. Langston would later say, "I dreamt about Harlem." In June 1921, the Crisis magazine published Langston's first poem. It was called The Negro Speaks of Rivers. Negro is an outdated term for people of Black African descent. The poem was about the journey of Black people from Africa to the American South. "Did they pay you anything?" he remembered his father asking. "No," Langston admitted. But it was a start. Not long after his father agreed to pay for college in New York, Langston was headed to Harlem. He was only 19 years old. Soon he would become one of the best-known poets of the Harlem Renaissance. The Harlem Renaissance was a tremendous wave of creativity in the Black community of New York City. It took place during the 1920s and 1930s. African American culture had long been looked down on in the United States. Now, new Black music, poetry, novels, dance, and art challenged those old views. The Italian Renaissance. The word Renaissance is French for rebirth. It means an age of growth in arts and sciences. The original Renaissance began in the 14th century Florence, Italy, when new ideas in science and art spread across Europe. There was a renewed interest in the great works of ancient Greek and Roman thinkers. This knowledge had been lost to Western Europe for many hundreds of years. Some of the most famous names of the Italian Renaissance are Leonardo da Vinci, Michelangelo, and Galileo. Black artists began to take inspiration from their African roots and everyday lives. They wanted to express themselves not just as Americans, but as African Americans. And it all began in Harlem, what Langston Hughes called the greatest Negro city in the world. Chapter 1. Welcome to Harlem. Harlem of the 1920s was home to a swiftly growing African-American community on the island of Manhattan in New York City. This city within a city reached from 110th Street all the way up to 144th Street between Lenox Avenue on the east and 7th Avenue on the west. Famous nightclubs like the Cotton Club and the Savoy Ballroom studded Lenox Avenue like neon jewels. They attracted wealthy customers and celebrities. Secret nightclubs called speakeasies served the black working class on 133rd Street. On 7th Avenue, Small's Paradise offered a red-hot show in a cool place to racially mixed crowds. Small's was a favorite hangout of the Harlem Renaissance set and featured dancing waiters. Harlem wasn't just about nightlife. The 135th Street branch of the New York Public Library and the Harlem branch of the YMCA held many cultural events. Prohibition, 1919 to 1933.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?